and fried on that skillet.
What other kind would you make? Make it any other way?
Oh yes, you make egg bread, just really good egg cornbread with the flour, about 2 cups of meal and about a cup of flour and about 3 teaspoons of baking powder and butter, soda if you're going to use buttermilk. And if you're not going to use buttermilk, use sweet milk. And sometimes people use powdered milk. Now people are using powdered milk quite a bit now to cook with because of economizing. Because sweet milk is high. It's $1.05 for half a gallon. Borden's.
That's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Well, and did you ever make it like mix a little green onion and a little pepper maybe?
Yes, but usually when I make it that way, I'm making a dressing. Now, I never use that just to fix your cornbread, only when I'm making dressing.
What about when you, would you ever deep fry it like that in little balls?
Oh, that's what you call,
Do you eat with fish?
Now, my mother used to do that. I've never done that, but my mother used to.
What would you call that?
I'm trying to think what they call it. You have deep fat and fix it and roll it. Is it hush? Not hush puppies.
Would you call it hush puppies?
I believe it's hush puppies. Yeah, that's what it is, hush puppies. And he'd put onion and all that in it, and it would really be good.
Well, did you ever make it into little loaves and make it that way?
My grandmother used to do that.
And she'd call that a what?
What did they call it? Was it a whole, not a whole cake?
Did you ever call it a pone?
Pone, that's what it was. Pone. And she had a big heavy iron skillet and she cooked, pat it with her hands into a pone like and cook it.
Well, what would you call the kind you cook in your skillet about an inch thick or so, 2 or 3 inches, I think maybe, inch to 2 inches thick?
Okay.
And what about in the oven? Would you ever cook it like that in the oven?
Yeah, I cooked it like that in the oven.
What do you call it then?
I baked cornbread, baked it.
Would you ever like take some cornmeal and mix it up with salt and things and put it in cheesecloth and drop it down in greens and cook it like that?
Never have. I never heard of it. I bet that would be good. Put it in, fix that up and then put it in cheesecloth and drop that in hot grease?
Down in the greens.
A friend of mine cooks mustard greens like that, or turnip. Scald that meal and put it in balls, and when those greens are just about done good, put those little balls in that.
Does she put it in cloth or just drop it in?
No, she just drops it in there. She has it that it holds together. And
what
just drop
that?
It in there. I don't know what you call it, dumpling. I don't know what, I don't remember.
You ever heard of a corn dodger?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Which would that be?
I don't know.
Well, did you ever make any that you would spoon out of a pan almost like mashed potatoes?
Mm-mm. Only when I'm making dressing. Now, I make a fancy dressing.
How do you make your dressing?
Well, I cook cornbread. I put about 2 eggs in it, and if I have more eggs, I put 2 or 3 eggs in it and make real good cornbread. And bake it in a heavy iron skillet in the oven. And then if it's going to be a fowl or turkey or whatever it is, sometime I just take a turkey neck, the wings,